When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Play Mornings with Stefan John Replay.
Good morning, world.
It's May 9th, 2024.
And I've started this new routine. I'm trying to do like whispers in the morning instead of shouts with the world.
Okay.
So instead of like immediately my alarm goes off and I'm like, okay, what happened on Facebook last night? What happened on Instagram? Mm-hmm. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to leave that until I get to work.
Okay.
Okay. And so then as well, I always have a really hot shower. I think my shower got a little confused this morning.
Oh, no, did it?
Yeah, it was all about the shouts with the world. I guess I stayed in there too long. I ran out of hot water.
How long were you in there for?
Maybe 15 minutes. I don't know. It just felt so good. But then suddenly I was in a cold plunge. That didn't feel good at all.
Maybe that was your clock. It was like, yo, get out.
Get out.
You gotta go to work. I went to Canadian Tire last night looking for some wood filler. Not important. We don't need to talk about why I needed wood filler. I'm a great tenant, okay? Let's just say that. Yeah. No, skip right past it.
It's 5:46 a.m. I'm sure they're sleeping, John.
Well, we should hope so. Anyways, I was at Canadian Tire, and where the wood filler is in the wood markers, right behind it is a bunch of tape, like duct tape. You got your Scotch tape. You got your duct tape.
Painter's tape, tuck tape.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
I can help you.
You got all your tapes.
Packing tape.
Now, I needed to find the correct color-ish for whatever I needed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're not sure
for that
what
secret item.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
You just wanted to color a wall wood color.
Yeah. Like, no, I didn't want to color a wall.
The wall is made of wood now.
Yeah. No, a plank of wood. Anyways, so I was looking for about, let's say, 20 minutes. And while I was doing this.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Sorry.
We know I'm not a real guy. I'm not a man, okay? My car overheats. I cry about it.
Not construction inclined either, okay?
No, I talk on the radio for a living. And behind me was this guy looking at tape. Now, usually I think I would look at tape for maybe 3 minutes.
Okay.
He went stopwatch for stopwatch with me. 20 minutes. The entire 20 minutes, I was seeing this guy out of the corner of my eye pick up a roll of tape, look at it, put it back down. Move on to the very next tape. Pick it up, look at it, put it back down. And he returned to some of the tapes, and I'm just not sure what he was doing. It seemed like a game of chicken at some point, and I failed. I left. I don't know how long he was there for. I don't know what he needed the tape for. Something important.
John, did you get a look at his face? It sounds like it was your landlord who was just trying to check up on what you were doing that
time. Oh, dude!
I feel like we need a bit of a funeral procession.
Oh, RIP to whatever we're about to talk about.
My backpack.
Oh no!
John, this is so sad. So I bought this backpack when I went back to school 9 years ago. It has served me so well.
Yeah.
It went to school every day with me. It went to work with me every day for years. It's gone on airplanes. It's gone on road trips, hikes, everything.
Yeah.
This backpack has been a faithful friend.
Through thick and thin.
Yeah. But about 2 years ago, the zipper started to decide if it was going to work. And it was kind of like, sometimes I'm going to split open. Sometimes I stay closed.
Okay.
Sometimes I just don't move at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, backpack, you and me, we're lifers. Fine. I will nurse this zipper until it works correctly. And then yesterday.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I have to give you the very sad news that the backpack made its final journey.
Man, really?
It had to go in the bin, John. I couldn't, no matter what I did to the zipper, it just refused to zip. It refused to stay zipped. It would go all the way over, but it would just open. It'd be like, I zipped, but now look, I'm another pocket. And I feel like deep regret.
For throwing it out?
Nope, for not buying two when I bought it the first time.
Oh, it was that good of a backpack,
It was that good. I would love to go on another 9-year journey with it. Just one that has the zipper that works. I know. It's my friend. Yeah. My faithful lifelong companion. Goodbye, backpack. Rest in peace.
You know the princess and the frog? She kissed a frog. It turned into a prince.
Yeah.
Well, if she licked the frog.
Getting worse and worse here, okay?
Apparently, she would have been cured of depression.
Really?
Yeah, so scientists are actually discovering that some sort of Colorado rock frog, they call it, has a psychedelic feature to it where if you lick it, it gives you a little bit of stimulation in your brain and it can be used to cure depression. Again, this is me talking about it, so take it with a grain of salt. But yeah, so they're using frog goop on the back of it. To just put in people's mouths and see how their brain reacts to it.
How terrifying to be a toad and be like, oh my gosh, the giant is taking me towards his mouth. He's going to eat me. Never mind. He just licked my back. New trend coming out where teenagers are talking to others online.
Okay, I don't know if that's a new trend. I mean, I was a teenager about 4 months ago, and I did it all the time.
I know. I talk to my others online as well, but the others that they're talking to are AI chatbots.
Oh, okay. Much different. This is definitely a new trend here.
So basically what they're saying, it's a lot easier to make friends with a chatbot than it is to make friends with a real person. They can trust them more. Yeah. And so now there are tons of Reddit
subreddits, yeah.
Yeah, where they're talking about how much screen time they are spending with their chatbots, and it's kind of like a competition to get the most time spent with this fake friend.
You know what?
What?
I think that goes hard. I'm not opposed to it. Real people suck, right?
Wow. I don't know if they suck enough to decide to make a robot your friend because you can never, you know, sit in the same room as them. I mean, perhaps in 20 years, robots will have bodies. And you could.
Yeah. Well, hey, if they have bodies, at least there's people talking to them more. Right?
Yeah. And maybe in 20 years when they have bodies as well and the robots are ruling the world.
They'll be like, you were nice to me.
You were nice to me.
Yeah.
So they'll be their servants.
What do you get out of humiliating me?
Nothing. Sometimes people in their cars laugh.
Oh, that's true. But other than that, you just do it for pleasure.
I'm never trying to humiliate you, John. I wouldn't do that to a friend.
Balderdash. I call foul play there, sir, because yesterday...
Sir!
We had a lovely dog in here.
Yeah.
And every single week, we take a photo with a lovely dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this week, I decided to be in that photo despite my fear of dogs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're often absent from it. It's usually just me, Misty, and the dog.
I am, because again, dogs are scary. I'm trying to overcome that. You know how I'm not going to overcome that?
What?
You using terrible photos of me to promote the dogs that I'm putting myself out of my comfort zone to be in.
John, do you want the photo to say, oh, look at this guy, he's not afraid of dogs anymore? Or do you want the photo to say, adopt me, I'm a cute dog?
I would love the second if the first photo doesn't make me look like I'm yawning or like I'm about to sneeze or I'm shocked. The photo, for those of you who don't know, Play 103 Radio, always be plugging. It's me and my mouth is agape for whatever reason. I'm not sure why. I don't remember why my mouth is open.
John, I just gotta say, first off, I have to make some sacrifices sometimes. If the photo, you
crap
know,
me up! I'm on the end! The dog is in the middle!
Okay, you have to get over it. But second off, pretty much every photo that I'm in with the dog, I always look the exact same. And that's because I know there's a photo coming, so I put my face in a way that says I'm smiling, and no matter what you say to me, you will not get me to answer you until I know that the photo has been snapped. So there's a life hack right there. Just smile.
Yep.
Stay silent and wait for it to happen.
Oh, yeah, this is my fault. You're right. Sorry.
I came home yesterday and my hanging baskets have been sitting on the deck because we've been bringing them in at night.
hanging basket. Oh, for like plants?
Yeah, like flowered hanging baskets.
Okay.
They're so pretty.
Yeah.
But then, of course, like, you know, it's kind of early May, and so we've been bringing them inside at night.
Yeah.
And then my husband's been just kind of setting them outside the door in the morning instead of hanging them back up, because that's a task.
Okay.
Because I have time.
How you really feel?
No, it wasn't rude. I don't have time in the morning to hang the baskets back up. Neither does he. That's neither here nor there.
Okay, well, then blame it on yourself first. Continue.
Anyway, yesterday when I got home, I had some new friends living in our hanging baskets.
Oh, if you say slugs or something, I'm going to throw up.
No, they were bees.
Oh, ooh, well, that's still as scary, I think.
I know. They were like buzzing around. They were getting some pollen. They were actually looking pretty cute. They were the furry kind of bee.
Oh, bumblebee.
Yeah, bumblebee. Super, super lovely. But I did think about whoever... you know, made a moratorium on bees that they were your friends now instead of the enemy.
Yeah.
Deserves a raise.
Yeah?
Well, because usually exactly that, I would have been like, oh my gosh, there's a bee right outside my door. Why the heck have we been putting these plants right where they could just fly right in the house?
Yeah.
But instead I was like, hello, little bee. How are you doing?
Yeah,
you see that. I hope you're enjoying your snack.
You see that orange butt and you're like, oh, that's a friend.
That's one thing. I didn't look that closely. I didn't. You know, check out its stinger. I just was trying to enjoy the furriness of it and the fact that he was going to make me some honey to enjoy later, you know?
I can't believe it's happening.
What?
The Office is having a spinoff show.
Okay, and you have watched The Office like 11 times through?
Yeah, about 11.
Least. Okay. So this is, you're not like a purist. You're not angry about this?
I'm not, just because they're doing it in a sense that it's another documentary that takes place in the Office world, but it's, they're not remaking The Office.
Oh,
they're keeping
okay.
The Office what it is. It's like, have you ever heard of Parks and Rec?
Yes.
Okay, essentially that also takes place in the Office world, and people love that show, and you couldn't even tell it was affiliated with The Office.
That's interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be like that, but people are furious from what I've seen. They're like, oh, don't ruin The Office, don't ruin The Office. These people are dumb.
Because it's not going to ruin The Office.
It's not. It's going to be a spinoff show. It's being filmed at a newspaper place this time, a dying newspaper company. I think that's a pretty cool premise, especially now with all the online stuff. Mm-hmm. America's not banned from posting news online like we are. Play 103 Radio. Go follow it up. But I am super excited for this because they're also getting back the original showrunners, some of the writers. Peacock picked it up, which is NBC. NBC is the one that greenlit The Office. I'm really excited.
Are you expecting for some cameos?
Oh.
Or are the actors too big now?
Part of me says I would love one, but also part of me says, let's just do a new thing, you know?
Okay, like Pam. I've never seen her in anything since The Office.
Really?
I've never really seen The Office either.
You wouldn't know.
We have Kim Bamey in studio with us this morning to talk about the Color Run. It's coming up real soon, June 1st, and one of the favorite events of the year. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for being part of the team that brings this really great event to town. Can you tell us a little bit about the Color Run?
Absolutely. Color Run's been here in Fort McMurray. This is our ninth year to do it. It is the fundraising branch of the Real Humanitarian Charity Group. Since the fire, hopefully that doesn't trigger anybody, that was our first year. Had to move it because of people being out of town. But over the last 8 years and into our ninth year now, we've had a great response from the community who want to participate in a fun family event, a run, walk, jog, crawl sort of thing. And we try to raise funds through registration of participants and business sponsorship so that we can support the charity with its focus on intervening in poverty of cycle or cycle of poverty and break that cycle.
Now, I want to hear more about that in a sec, but if somebody doesn't know what the Color Run is, can you just describe
absolutely,
the joy of it?
Absolutely. We have major sponsors locally that take up positions on the trails. It's at the Birchwood Trails. We do a figure eight loop through the forest there on those beautiful trails there. The sponsors get to shout out their own businesses, and as the runners go by, The participants are showered with some very eco-friendly and non-allergenic color powders and get quite dusted as they go by. And then towards the end of the run, as groups, small groups, or as the big group to finish, we do another color toss. People love the pictures. The kids love it. Everybody's a little messy. But in the end, it's been a great support. And for every, it takes about $1,000 Canadian to support one child for a year in Ethiopia. Now, you know, that's pretty inexpensive compared to what you and I would think of supporting a child here in Canada. So every dollar raised really does go a long way towards helping the program in its outreach into Ethiopia and now other countries.
Wow. And we know that the color run, you know, it kind of makes this big splash on social media and people say, oh my gosh, I missed it again. No, it's so much fun. It looks amazing. How can they register and make sure they get in on this year?
Well, straight up easiest way is to, if you're in one of the local businesses that has a poster up, there's a QR code right on the poster. You can register right there instantly. And if not, you can go to Race Roster and find the Fort McMurray run, and it has all the information there. So that can be done either way. And of course, friends and family can point you into finding people in the community they know that can direct you to registration as well.
So 5K run, walk, jog on June 1st starts in the morning.
Race Roster with the Fort McMurray race in particular will be highlighted.
Perfect. And such a great day. You know, it's one of those days where you can go out and have so much fun, make some real core memories there, but also help a great cause. Kim, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.